This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is Nofkes.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Not to be confused with the Nofke.
Yeah.
It's confusing, actually.
This is the big version of a thing we've already talked about.
Yes. This is from a story by Peter Cannon and Robert Price with the title that has aged very well, Nautical Looking Negroes.
Yeah. If people, what a world it would be if people took just the worst parts of Lovecraft and were inspired by that. Like Stephen King was still just Stephen King, except instead of cosmic horror, it was just every once in a while, the reveal at the end of it was like the guy was from Portugal. You know, Pennywise was an Irishman. Dun, dun, dun.
You know? You venture down into the sewers of Derry and he just pops out wearing a festive garment and says, "Would you like some paella?" Ah! Yeah.
Just like the odd seasonings and scents and spices of the sewer. So this feels like that, like somebody just, you know, nautical looking Negroes. And it's weird, though, because it's also about like people up in Alaska, mm-hmm. and stuff like this. These are, you know, his cult are people, you know, Inuit, like capital I, mm-hmm. you know, the actual tribe.
Yes.
People, and they slaughter things for him. But he's just a big abominable snowman with six legs and a horn.
Yes.
Like this guy is silly.
Mm-hmm. He's blonde, as all villains are.
Yeah, blonde, just drinking a glass of milk, being blonde and drinking milk. And he can cause blizzards, just mm-hmm. like the little ones can.
Yeah.
And he howls, just like the little ones can.
Yeah.
And that's basically it.
Yeah, he's just out there biting Ithaca's stees and being less interesting than Ithaca.
Yep. Yeah. It's like a boss of a video game, where it's just like at the end you fight the big slime.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. I do like that the sacrifices are very explicitly bringing him a meal.
Yeah.
So either roasted alive, you know, like a pig roast, or butchered, mm-hmm. so that the blood will melt the ice. And it's very important because if it does not sate him, then he starts going around and eating everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ate everybody. The sanity cost for this guy is too high. Like if you fail your sanity cost, it takes 1d8. I'm like, that's just like a big. He seems cute. like he's all thick, you know, he got a single horn.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing scary about this guy. He's also, he feels like a boss in NES DuckTales or something to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like I'm going to bust this guy out along with Bubba, the caveman duck that they hung out with.
Dumbfounded, the investigator simply stands and stares blankly, unable to move, think, or take any action. Okay.
I guess music, like a howl can be scary. It can't be your only trick.
Yeah.
In this thing, so yeah, thumbs down to the Nopkas.
No, not into it. You don't get a joke. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.